CBS News special report, The Death of Bin Laden. I'm Howard Ehrenstein. A small team of U.S. Special Forces has shot and killed 9/11 mastermind Osama bin Laden in a firefight in Pakistan. President Obama just made the announcement at the White House.
Tonight, I can report to the American people and to the world that the United States has conducted an operation that killed Osama bin Laden, the leader of Al-Qaeda.
Mr. Obama said intelligence turned up information on a location recently, and last week he ordered an operation which was carried out today.
Over the years, I've repeatedly made clear that we would take action within Pakistan if we knew where bin Laden was. That is what we've done. But it's important to note that our counterterrorism cooperation with Pakistan helped lead us to bin Laden.
Chief Foreign Affairs Correspondent Lara Logan says it appears to be a purely American operation.
The president referred specifically to an American operation, a U.S. ground operation. He did not mention involving the Pakistanis at all. And that is incredibly significant, since this not only took place on Pakistani soil, but this is where the world's most wanted man, the man America wanted more than anybody else, has been hiding out for the past 10 years.
Chief White House correspondent Chip Reed reads a statement from former President George W. Bush.
Earlier this evening, President Obama called to inform me that American forces killed Osama bin Laden, the leader of the Al-Qaeda network that attacked America on September 11, 2001. I congratulated him and the men and women of our military and intelligence communities who devoted their lives to this mission. They have our everlasting gratitude. This momentous achievement marks a victory for America, for people who seek peace around the world, and for all those who lost loved ones on September 11th, 2001. The fight against terror goes on, but tonight America has sent an unmistakable message. No matter how long it takes, justice will be done.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Howard Ehrenstein in Washington.
We are joined now by, in our continuing coverage of the killing of Osama bin Laden, as mentioned before, we got the recap there. Terry McGovern lost her mother, Anne, on 9/11. Terry, thank you for joining us.
Sure, thank you.
You got to just tell us what you're feeling.
You know, I'm feeling actually tremendously relieved. I wasn't very happy with the U.S. government after I sat through all the commission hearings on kind of how many mistakes were made, and this actually restores some confidence for me in the government. The fact that this is a U.S. effort, and there he was in Pakistan near Islamabad. I'm very, very happy to hear that this has finally happened.
Those of us who ever worked in Washington in any kind of official capacity know what you went through. Because when you start finding and learning what kind of mistakes the human beings are who are part of our government, you wonder, how they managed to get the cake baked.
Exactly. I mean, it seemed like, when you sat through the hearings, it sounded like they almost all they needed was the X marks the spot map, as I think Maureen Dowd said. I was very shaken by just kind of what a mess the intelligence situation was, how many things were overlooked leading up to 9/11. So this is the first time really since then that I feel some sense of confidence renewed in the government.
Well, the interesting thing is when you're at those hearings, they're focusing on the negative. They're focusing on the mistakes.
Of course.
They don't even get to talk about their successes.
Right, of course.
They can't tell us. So everyone gets this impression that the government's a bunch of, Keystone Cops, when the reality is that the professionals who are succeeding behind the lines, those are stories we don't get to tell because nobody tells us.
And I think, that side was compounded by, all of us feeling like bin Laden's still out there. He was still making videotapes, so this is a very good day. I mean, one thing 9/11 taught us all, I think, is you have to really appreciate and celebrate good days, and this is definitely one.
Mm. What will you do to celebrate?
I don't know. I was thinking about how I was going to tell my son in the morning before he goes to school, to tell you the truth. This is a big deal, and I think I'm going to just try to, realign my thinking that, this is finally, and bin Laden is finally gone. Not very, very bad man. And I guess what I'll do is feel a little bit more peace, to tell you the truth.
Mm. How old's your son?
He's 9.
9 years old?
Yeah.
Well, I thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you.
Terry McGovern, who lost her mother Anne on 9/11. Her mother was a vice president of the Aon Corporation on the second tower of the 92nd floor. Mike Lyons is with us now. I know Cammie's still around with us, and Pamela Falk is here. When you hear a mother talk like that, what do you feel?
Oh, just absolute empathy. I know what happened exactly to the minute on the day in New York. I went to the school. They said, you don't have to pick up your children, and I immediately went to the school to pick up my sons. It's very hard, and it's heart-rending to hear her have to tell her son what the news is. But the best part, or the sweet part, is that it's closure.
It's this
and
news.
And that's particularly this news, and that does give them some closure.
She mentioned, you know, that we kept hearing tapes from Osama bin Laden. The most recent, I think, was on January 21st. He issued a message to the French people saying that the French hostages that were held by al-Qaeda would not be freed unless the French troops were withdrawn from Afghanistan. Well, he's not around to continue that threat any longer. And not, Mike Lyons, I don't know about you, but that makes me feel good.
Yeah, I think that, you know, when we were talking about this before, this is a good day because we've taken out the spiritual leader, the head, we've cut off the head of the snake here. We've got other days to go. It's just the beginning in some level, but again, this is a great opportunity we're able to take advantage of.
There is a sense of elation that I've got a feeling is spreading all across the country. We know it's outside the White House. CBS News producer Jeff Goldman joins us. Jeff, what's it like out there?
Well, right now there are several thousand, mostly young revelers on Pennsylvania Avenue in front of the White House. They arrived here moments before the president announced officially that Osama bin Laden was dead. They're waving flags. Some are up in the trees waving flags, chanting in the background. You might be able to hear them chanting USA, USA, and the old chant, na, 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 hey, hey, goodbye, and Star Spangled Banner and other chants. But it's a very revved up crowd. Again, mostly young people who are waving flags, very excited by this news.
Now, Jeff, have you talked to any of these young people yet?
Yes, I have. Most are just ecstatic to hear the news. And, of course, this crowd, mostly university students, are, between 18 and 21. So 10 years ago, they were quite young when the attack happened in 2001. But it weighs heavily in their minds, obviously. And they're very thrilled to hear this, very patriotic, and very pleased to hear the president's announcement this evening.
Well, you know, I think, you know, I'm old enough to look at this as a short chapter. For these kids that you're talking to, it's been a focal part of their life.
Yes, I mean, for 10 years, that's all they've known about is terrorism and the fight against it. And now as young adults, I guess it's come full circle to think about what they've been hearing all these years and what they experienced as young, impressionable kids watching those images on September 11th. And they're clearly very excited by this news.
Is the crowd continuing to grow?
Yes, yes. Mostly there's several universities within 2 or 3 miles of the White House, and even closer, in fact, George Washington University seems to have most students here because that's a few blocks away. The same thing happened actually on the night that Obama was elected, 2.5 years ago almost, when thousands came out that night. Again, mostly young people cheering wildly in the streets, but this is a different feeling tonight.
Well, yeah, the politics of this is that the president's going to get a huge bump in the polls right away.
We'll see. That remains to be seen.
Oh, sure it does. Sure it does. Thank you for joining us there. That's Jeff Goldman. He's a CBS News producer, and just outside the White House where this huge crowd and gathering crowd continues to grow. I don't think there's any doubt, of course, that the president will get, and deservedly so, a bump in the polls. I mean, the polls simply reflect the American emotion of the moment, and the emotion at the moment is extremely high, I would imagine. Pam, go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a vindication, really, of the focus on Afghanistan that the Obama administration came in with, that they would scale out of Iraq and scale into Afghanistan and really lead the fight, because that is who was behind the 9/11 attacks. And so it's not only a sense of closure, it's a sense of justice. And I think that's very important to the American people, that this isn't someone who just planned the attacks. It's someone who, on videotapes we've seen over 10 years, have delighted in the attacks. And so I think there really is a sense of bringing someone to justice.
Mike Lyons?
You know, Harley, with the... I'm going to be curious to see the level of detail that's going to come out with regard to how exactly he was captured. Mark Noller is reporting now that he resisted in the assault force and was killed in this firefight, and also that two helicopters were used in the raid, and one of the helicopters was lost and destroyed, and the American team was out on the remaining helicopter. So, you know, as part of that plan, they brought two, knowing that they could lose one, got the American team out safely with that other helicopter. So as we get more information with regard to how the firefight went down, did they try to capture him alive, or was it just a kill mission on the spot? Really remains to be seen.
No surprise, of course, that bin Laden would fight back. We don't go away. We're not going anywhere, and we hope you won't either. Osama bin Laden is dead. They've got his body, and we'll have more after this recap.
This is a CBS News special report. I'm Tom Foti. The end of America's most serious manhunt in a ground operation in Pakistan.
The United States has conducted an operation that killed Osama bin Laden.
President Obama at the White House late Sunday night announcing the U.S. Special Forces operation he authorized 2 days earlier.
Over the years, I've repeatedly made clear that we would take action within Pakistan if we knew where bin Laden was. That is what we've done.
But the terror battle, he says, will go on.
We will be relentless in defense of our citizens and our friends and allies. We will be true to the values that make us who we are.
New York Congressman Peter King.
Much remains to be done, and we really have to step up our efforts, because we know that they are going to do all they can to come after us now more than ever. But this is a great victory for us.
Mr. Obama's thoughts on the death of Osama bin Laden?
His demise should be welcomed by all who believe in peace and human dignity.
And those roars at the White House. CBS News Special Report, I'm Tom Foti.
I'm Bruce Hogevik here, WCCO Radio News at 11:32 on this Sunday night. We've got a cloudy sky and 40 degrees in the Twin Cities area right now. The big story, of course, worldwide, the death of Osama bin Laden. And on our live news line tonight, we have Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar. And Jonathan, maybe you can punch her up on the air here. Okay, very good. Senator Klobuchar, thank you so much for joining us at this rather late hour. You are, I understand, in Grand Forks right now.
I am, Bruce. I'm up here. I was up at Concordia giving their commencement speech, and I'm heading out to some of the smaller towns tomorrow. But, you know, today I think everyone is shocked that this happened, but just so happy for those families that they have some measure of justice for that senseless terrorism. You think of Tom Burnett's family in our own state. As everyone knows, he was a passenger on Flight 93, and he fought back against the bin Laden-led hijackers and crashed in Pennsylvania. And you think about it, I mean, Osama bin Laden has been taunting our country for over a decade. And today the president announced that he had been killed and brought to justice by some courageous counterterrorism agents and troops that tracked him down and really went in there on really on the ground into one of the palaces in Pakistan, and it shot him and killed him.
After all these many, many years of bin Laden eluding the world, actually, in many regards, this at this point really speaks well for U.S. intelligence and the U.S. military with their ability to track him down and to take him down.
Well, it does, and you think about 9/11 and all the missed chances there of trying to stop those hijackers, and what an embarrassment it was for our country and our counterterrorism experts, and what a disaster it was for so many families. And finally, years later now, the intelligence network has improved. They've been able to track him down, and the president ordered those troops to go into that palace tonight, and Osama bin Laden was killed. So it has been a change, and something that has been long in coming. And remember, it's not just the tragic loss of life on 9/11. It's all of the soldiers, those Gold Star moms, all the families that have lost people that have gone to Afghanistan to really change that country, but also to avenge the death of so many people. And today, finally tonight, justice was brought.
Finally tonight is a good way of putting it. Now, does this, we can only speculate, I imagine, but what does this do
for tensions in the various parts of the world. Gerilyn Steele is with us here tonight, too. And Gerilyn, you were reading online here at the Wall Street Journal reporting that crude oil prices...
Crude tumbles in Asia on bin Laden death reports. And, Senator, we really appreciate you joining us tonight. Could this affect the price of oil, the barrel going down?
Well, I think it's just too early to know, but certainly, you know, this Osama bin Laden was the leader, the face of evil, the face of terrorism, the face of the people that were really trying to bring our country down, and the fact that he is dead is more than symbolic. And so the hope would be that it will be helpful in Afghanistan in terms of giving our troops and democracy the extra edge there. Obviously, that's a long battle there. And also, it could affect other things as well, as you mentioned, with oil and other things. But again, it's too early to tell. And right now, the focus is on the fact that those counterterrorism agents just tracked him down. Those troops went into that palace and we performed the exercise well with no loss of American life.
So certainly this is a night of relief for maybe everybody around the world, not just the U.S. And, of course, elation. We're seeing people, hundreds of people gathering outside the White House gates tonight, singing patriotic songs, waving the American flag, and cheering on the death of bin Laden. But we're wondering, and of course we can only speculate again, Al-Qaeda is still there. Might there be somebody else who might try to step in, take over that leadership position with those terrorist groups?
Well, I think we all know that we have to continue to be vigilant, and terrorism is out there, and it's not just in Afghanistan, it's not just in Pakistan. But the point tonight is that this was a guy that was taunting our country, that was taking videotapes out, sending them around to Al Jazeera and to the world, basically taunting us day in and day out, and he is dead tonight, and he is gone. And so if anything, that has got to help in terms of sending a clear message that America is united, that we will continue to be vigilant, that we're not naive. We know that terrorist cells exist, but this was the guy that was running the show, and this was the guy that really ordered those attacks on 9/11. And the thought that for a decade he was out there at large, living in a palace, as we found him today, is something that was just really too much to take. When you're the moms that I talk to and dads of our soldiers that went off to fight, they always would mention that Osama bin Laden was still out there and that Osama bin Laden had to be brought to justice.
Senator, years ago, we were told that he had been killed in Tora Bora. How significant is it for us to receive the news? Because I don't know about you, I took a sigh of relief knowing that we had his body here in the States. This was very significant, wasn't it?
Yeah, I do think that that is true, because the fact is that there have been these reports in the past. There have been sightings of him in places where he wasn't. And I think unless we had that body, there would have been still a lot of people that might have doubted that he'd been killed. So I think the fact that our troops were the one that went in and did it, the fact that we have the body, we have the proof, is going to make a difference to the family.
And I think, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
And I was going to point out, too, that the fact that U.S. soldiers accomplished this mission, because I remember reading a few years ago that bin Laden had told his henchmen around him that if he was about to be captured, that his own men should kill him because he didn't want to be taken alive.
Yeah, I remember seeing that too. And, you know, he was someone that was just repeatedly going after our country after he senselessly caused the death of thousands of people. I just always think about Tom Burnett, someone that on that Flight 93 who stood up. You know, they don't even really know what's happening. They just know that planes have hit other sites across the country and the World Trade Center, and they know that it's bad, and they're talking to people on the cell phone. And they had the presence to stand up, put their own lives at risk to save other people's lives. To this day, we're not sure where that plane was headed. It could have been the White House. It could have been the Capitol. But he stood up, and I'm sure his family, while it never will bring him back, it brings some comfort to know that the man that ordered that attack is dead tonight.
Not to make politics out of this, but this came under the direction of the Obama administration and President Obama. Might we see a little boost in his ratings after this?
I think the last thing Americans thinking are those that are gathered outside of the White House today are polling numbers, Bruce. I really think that this is a time to unite and to sort of stay out of the political fray. I think, you know, George Bush was trying to track down bin Laden just as President Obama did. And this is about our military working together for our country, as opposed to whoever was in charge. I do think the president handled it well tonight. To think this whole week he was tracking this and had to make the final decision to order when we know the stakes were so high, I think it is a tribute to those leaders, including himself and our military, but certainly it is mostly a tribute to those on the ground who took part in that attack, who were able to track him down. People that, as the president pointed out tonight, we're never going to meet. These are counterterrorism agents whose names we will never know, that did that grunt work, that hard work, to find this face of evil, Osama bin Laden.
And not to take away from the victory of what's happened here tonight, this historic night, really, for the U.S., but some people say that maybe there'll be retaliation now on the part of terrorism and terrorists and al-Qaeda. Do you think that's something that we have to be concerned about, the retaliation for the death of bin Laden?
Well, when you look at what he was able to do, and you know that there are other terrorists around there that are attacking places, whether they're in Morocco or whether they're in Iraq, that we have to continue to be vigilant. We've had some own attempts on our own soil in the last few years that smartly our law enforcement was able to ward off with much better intelligence than we've had in the past. But there is no doubt that people will be on alert and be concerned about that. But tonight is the night for the families who have waited so long for this moment.
Well said, Senator Klobuchar. We appreciate so much your being up this hour to talk to us. It's such an important story, and we wanted to get your comments.
And I think also the local piece of it with the Burnett family and others is very important, because sometimes you get taken away in all the national news, and I'm just glad that you're covering it from a local Minnesota side. So thank you very much, both of you.
And you make it possible for us to do that. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Sleep
thank
well tonight. You bet.
Okay, thanks.
Senator Amy Klobuchar with us tonight here on WCCO Radio.